708 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Leanna on this Monday morning. Good morning, Leanna.
Good morning.
Hope you had a great weekend.
I did.
Hope everyone out there had a great weekend. Not much rain in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday, but lots of heat. And we'll get into it with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here in just a little bit and get a look at how the rest of the week will look. Now, we're talking mask ordinance this morning. I mean, what's new? Governor Ivey last week announced that there would be a statewide mask ordinance that went into effect, I think, Wednesday night, maybe Tuesday night. So it was the first full weekend in a lot of the state, including Baldwin County, who did not have an ordinance prior to the state ordinance. I don't know. What did you see personally? I want to hear some personal stories. Did you go to Daphne, Fairhope, go down to the beach, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach? Were you seeing people wearing masks down there? I know, Leanna, you said you visited the big gas station in Baldwin County, Bucky's. You had to get one of those sandwiches, huh?
Oh, yes. I love those sandwiches. Man, I used to go to Texas and that I loved stopping by.
Yeah.
But about 50%. Now, a lot of that's people that are traveling through.
So yeah. Yeah, that's
sure
a good point.
How many were from Alabama?
I didn't go very many places here in town over the weekend. I am taking this a bit more seriously now that we've seen cases uptick, but, you know, still got to do things. I did notice that fewer people seem to be wearing their masks this weekend in Mobile than they had the prior two weekends. So I'm not sure if that's the same around the rest of the area, but certainly where I was, didn't seem like as many people were wearing masks. Now, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth has pretty much butted heads with Governor Ivey every step of the way. And while he is a proponent of wearing masks, I've seen him say several times on his Twitter account that it helps, or even if it doesn't help to wear masks, it won't hurt to wear masks as we try to quell this surge in coronavirus cases. But he was a little more vocal about the mask ordinance over the weekend, had a monthly gathering with the Madison County Men's Republican Club, and Jeff Poor was in attendance for this and wrote up a bit of what Ainsworth had to say. And he is anti-mask mandate for the state. He said Governor Ivey was also against putting an ordinance in place, but she kind of flip-flopped on the issue last week when she and Dr. Scott Harris came out and said that everyone had to wear masks. But Ainsworth says that this mask mandate could mean a slippery slope. And you're wondering, okay, a slippery slope to what? He says this may lead to mandatory vaccinations later down the road. He said, I was in the news this week. I wasn't planning on being in the news, but I spoke Tuesday about the plan that we had in place with COVID-19. I want to say this, we had a good plan in place. It was local control, which I am always for. I believe people at the local level know best and can make the best decisions about how to impact their community. We had a system in place that listed each county green, yellow, orange, or red, depending on how the cases were doing, so that local leaders could make decisions not only about the community, but the school systems as well. And right now, I believe all of the counties are in the red zone on that map. He said, I was on record before, and I'm not going to support a mandate for masks statewide. I think it's a slippery slope and the wrong policy. I want everybody on this call to understand, once we go down this road of mandating masks, the next thing they're going to try to mandate, and you're already seeing it, is vaccines. So that would be something brand new. I don't know, maybe it was done in the past after the Spanish flu, but a vaccine ordinance, could that be coming to Alabama? Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth seems to think that may be the case. We'll talk about this more with you coming up in the third hour of Mobile Mornings. Just call us then, 251-343-0106, or you can send us a text right now. We'll read that on the air. But we'll go over the numbers here nationally and in the state as we do every morning on Mobile Mornings. And in the U.S., now 3.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus. Nearly 133,000 have died due to COVID-19. We set a new high on Friday with just over 77,000 new cases added nationally, then another 65,000 on Saturday and 64,000 yesterday. But some good news, also a new high on Friday of over 851,000 tests reported. We're averaging about 779,000 tests per day over the last week and 66,000 new cases. So nationally, we're right around an 8.5% positivity rate. There were also over 2,300 deaths reported over the weekend in America. We're averaging 749 per day nationally over the last week. That's the highest that that number has been since June 13th. But if you remember, when we were going over these numbers back in April and May, the numbers were much, much higher. We were in the upper thousands, lower 2,000 deaths per day then. Right now, that number right around 750. There have also been over 45 million total tests reported nationally now since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 65,865 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,254 have died due to COVID-19. Some good news, the current hospitalizations dropped pretty drastically over the weekend. That number now stands at 920. We were seeing some really high numbers late last week, right around 1,300 that were in the hospital. So good to see that number dropping. Also, over the weekend, yesterday we added 1,685 cases in the state. We're averaging right around 1,850 cases per day over the last week, and 10,500 tests per day. So that puts Alabama right at around a 17.6% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. Also, 54 deaths reported over the weekend. The weekly average is now the highest that we've seen it yet in our state at 23 deaths per day. Mobile County alone averaging 3 deaths per day over the last week. And Mobile added 503 new cases over the weekend with 3 deaths. The totals now stand at 6,017 cases with 161 deaths in Mobile County. Baldwin County saw their 2 highest days of new cases on Saturday and Sunday. They added 335 cases over the weekend and 1 new death. Now 1,914 total positives for Baldwin County and 14 deaths. Washington County has had 208 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 383 cases where 7 have died. Monroe County, 312 cases with 3 deaths. Kanaka County, 284 cases and 9 have died. Escambia County, 613 cases with 13 deaths. Choctaw County, 237 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County has had 345 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County continues to see their numbers surge. They were hit hard early on during the pandemic, and now they have the highest numbers daily here in Alabama. They added 831 new cases in Jefferson County over the weekend and 2 new deaths. They now have nearly 3,000 more cases than the next closest county, which is Mobile County. And while we're talking about coronavirus, of course, it's in the news and it's going to be in the news here for a while. But one big question are about the antibodies. And once you've caught coronavirus, whether you were asymptomatic or whether you had a really tough time with it, is it possible to be reinfected with COVID-19? And how soon after you experience it once could you possibly experience it again? Westwood One has more on this. Here's Jim Roop with Westwood One on being possibly reinfected with COVID-19.
It is one of the most pressing questions today. If someone recovers from COVID-19, can they get it again?
So this is an area of active research.
The WHO's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, the organization's technical lead in the COVID-19 response, says it is true that those who recover from COVID-19 do develop neutralizing antibodies that prevent reinfection.
What we don't know right now is how strong that protection is and for how long that protection will last.
So we don't know how long the neutralizing antibodies will neutralize, and we don't even know if they'll neutralize.
The data that we have is very preliminary.
She says there are several studies going on right now concerning the immune response, and the results of one study might not be a one-size-fits-all understanding of the kind of response developed from recovering from COVID-19, because that response may be different between people who develop severe illness, people who develop mild illness, even those who never develop symptoms, the infamous asymptomatic people.
We do have some answers for other coronaviruses, the MERS coronavirus and the SARS-CoV-1 coronavirus, which emerged in 2003, indicating that people have an immunity that lasts over 12 months or so, and maybe even longer. And we have some results from the human coronaviruses, the common cold coronaviruses that circulate the globe regularly, and your protection lasts a lot shorter than that.
Bottom line, she says, if you recover from COVID-19, consider yourself vulnerable. Continue practicing good public health measures. I'm Jim Roop.
717 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And Paul texts in, we should be able to learn some things about how and where it's spreading in Mobile County. And I believe I have some of that information from the Mobile County Health Department they put up on Friday. And it does seem now, Leanna, that nationally and here statewide, that when we had that rash of deaths early on during the pandemic in April and May, that nursing homes were being hit the hardest and the elderly population. Correct me if I'm wrong, but now it seems that more young people are catching the virus. I think the age group they keep going back to is 25 to 49. And you put the health of young people, which they're better able to recover from this kind of thing, along with the steps that we've made nationally is learning about this virus and being able to treat the virus, I think that's why we're seeing lower fatality rates. Now, Don't get it wrong, Alabama is going through the highest surge of deaths per day we've had since the pandemic began, but still, when you look at the fatality rate, it's not nearly as high as it was early on in the pandemic. Also, with Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth being anti-mask ordinance, we had Daniel text in. He said, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no vaccination, no chip, no service. So I'm betting that Daniel does not wear the mask out there. But as far as the no chip, and I've heard people say that the vaccinations are just to put a chip mm-hmm. into your body.
I've heard that.
Well, let me tell you something. We all have that chip, and we're carrying it around with us daily. It's called your phone.
Right.
So if you don't want to be chipped by the government, then, and a lot of you are already doing this, but having one of these new age iPhones or new mm-hmm. Androids, I hate to break it to you, you've already been chipped. We willingly carry those around in our pockets. But there's a lot of talk about the vaccinations and whether that'll be mandated, as Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth predicted over the weekend. All right, coming back with sports, Toronto, Canada has kicked out the Blue Jays right before the start of the 2020 Major League Baseball season. Where are they going to play their games? We'll talk about that coming up. Also, Biden might be coming close to picking his vice president, whoever's going to campaign with him for vice presidency coming up in this November election. And third candidate, Kanye West, who apparently is still running for president. Well, he held his first campaign rally over the weekend, and, well, it did not go well for Mr. Kanye West.
What? No way.
I'll tell you about what happened in, I think, Charlotte over the weekend coming up in just a bit. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silo's Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So, little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all. And so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you.
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Good morning, 7:21 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and we start in NASCAR, where Austin Dillon got his first win of the season yesterday at Texas Motor Speedway in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500.
His son, Ace, born about a month ago. He'll be cheering for dad. He's going to win at Texas. Austin Dillon gets the win.
Brian Blaney led most of the day and won the first two stages of the race, but fell a lap behind after a caution with 29 laps remaining. Dillon stayed in front of the field with three restarts in the final 30 laps and picked up his third career Cup Series victory. Tyler Reddick came in second, giving the Richard Childress Racing Team a 1-2 finish. There were an estimated 15,000 to 20,000 spectators at the track in Texas 4 days after NASCAR had over 20,000 fans in attendance for the All-Star Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Those are the two largest events in the nation with spectators since the coronavirus pandemic shut down sports in March. Up next, the series heads to Kansas Speedway for the Superstart Batteries 400. And unlike the last two races, no fans are supposed to be in attendance this weekend. In golf, John Rahm cruised to a win in the Memorial Tournament and became the first Spanish golfer since Seve Ballesteros to claim the world's number one ranking.
John Rahm. New number one in the world.
Rahm began the final round with a four-shot lead, extended it to an eight-shot lead before ultimately winning by three strokes at 9-under for the tournament. Victory was the 10th of Rahm's career and fourth on the PGA Tour. It was a tough course. Only nine players finished the weekend below par. Ryan Palmer finished second. Justin Thomas finished the weekend two over par and tied for 18th. Tiger Woods, in his first tournament since February, shot six over for the week and tied for 40th. This week, the tour will head to Minnesota for the 3M Open. In baseball, MLB teams have been facing off in exhibition games as they prepare to begin the shortened 2020 regular season this Thursday night. On Saturday, news broke that the Canadian government will not allow the Toronto Blue Jays to play their home games in Canada this year. Canada's Minister of Immigration said in a statement, quote, "The cross-border travel required for MLB regular season play would not adequately protect Canadians' health and safety." The Blue Jays were initially given exemption for summer workouts in Toronto as long as they agreed to have all players remain in a, quote, "modified quarantine." Under Canada's Quarantine Act, any person that enters Canada from the U.S. is subject to a strict 14-day quarantine. Gatherings of 10 or more people are also prohibited in Toronto. Blue Jays are now reportedly considering using their AAA home in Buffalo, New York, or their spring training base in Florida to play their 2020 home game schedule. Toronto's first regular season game slated for this Friday in Florida against the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Blue Jays home opener scheduled for July 29th against the Washington Nationals. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown. Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit UniFirst.com today.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. The few accidents we've had out of the roadway still looks great coming in from the Eastern Shore. Farrell, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels. No delays to the 1065 split. Allison Pierce is a lawyer you can trust with Pierce Law Firm, serving Mobile and Bowman County for over 20 years, specializing in bankruptcy law with a hassle-free solution to your financial problems. See her at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
727 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Dalton Orwig and Leanna with you as Sean Sullivan continues to take some much-needed time off. I want to point you to our website, fmtalk1065.com, and our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. With the state of Alabama having a mask ordinance in place, have you been wearing a mask when you go out in public? Now, if everybody says yes, I'll know that you're lying, because I saw lots of people out without masks this weekend. But simple yes or no there on the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. And speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, it's been so hot outside that I can understand if you're not exactly thrilled to go out and do a lot of work that you've been putting to the side for, who knows, months or years at this point. Why don't you let Trey and the crew with 1-800-GOT-JUNK come out and do some of that work for you? If you have a lot of junk that you want to get removed, or even a little bit of junk, you just call them. It's that easy. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and set up your appointment time. And they're not like so many of these other businesses where if you have them come out to the house, they give you this massive window of like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. when they may or may not show up. They show up exactly when you're expecting them. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Find them online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep-sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silo's Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A rare attack on a federal judge in New Jersey. Correspondent Bryn Gingras says a gunman shot and killed the judge's 20-year-old son when he answered the door of their home.
We know from investigators that this gunman was disguised, wearing, from sources we're learning, a FedEx uniform.
The judge's husband was shot and wounded. Federal law enforcement officers used tear gas overnight in their crackdown on protests and violent outbreaks in Portland, Oregon. Correspondent Josh Campbell says House Democrats want to open an investigation.
We've seen police using what they claim are very aggressive tactics. Still yet to be seen whether these independent watchdogs will be complying and looking into their actions. As that continues, again, we continue to see here in Portland this standoff between federal officials and protesters. Protesters tell us that as long as the feds are here, they're not going anywhere.
Chevron is announcing a $5 billion all-stock acquisition of Noble. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The preliminary results of a clinical trial suggest a new treatment for COVID-19 dramatically reduces the number of patients needing intensive care. The treatment from UK-based biotech Synergen uses a protein called interferon beta, which the body produces when it gets a viral infection. The protein is inhaled directly into the lungs of patients with coronavirus using a nebulizer in the hope that it will stimulate an immune response. The initial findings suggest the treatment cut the odds of a COVID-19 patient in hospital developing a severe disease, such as requiring ventilation, by 79%. Mutual of Omaha, an Omaha, Nebraska-based insurance company, will retire the Native American imagery long featured on its logo, effective immediately. The change comes as major corporations, as well as professional sports teams, strike what some consider racially charged brand names and imagery. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
734 FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So 78 degrees here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And what are we expecting? Another hot one today? And how'd the weekend look?
Yeah, it looks like 93 for a high this afternoon.
Oof.
And yeah, over the weekend, we had temperatures in the low 90s, and in fact, yesterday, exactly 90 degrees yesterday. And we had quite a few showers over the coastal waters during the day on Sunday. That area of showers has continued in a westerly direction, is now over toward the Texas coast, and in fact, it has developed a small low-pressure area. But it looks like it's going to move inland before anything develops out over the Gulf. But as for our area, there's a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, as I mentioned, up around 93 degrees today. Tonight, a low in the mid-70s and partly cloudy. And then tomorrow, be mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and it looks like we get back to about 93 degrees. Now, the rest of the week, on Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 90s. And then for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy each day with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. So the second half of the week and on into the weekend looks very typical for the month of July.
So if you got a lot of yard work, say your grass is knee-high at this point because it's been too hot to get out there, you really have today and tomorrow to get out there and get that work done before the rain comes again. You mentioned that disturbance. What are we looking at in the tropics? And you said that's more likely to move inland, the one that's moving or working its way towards the Gulf. But what else are we looking at in the tropics right now?
Yeah, the one that affected the coastal waters yesterday, as I mentioned, is a low-pressure area now off the Texas coast. And it doesn't look like it's going to develop into a depression. It'll move on shore onto Texas. There's another tropical wave, an area of thunderstorms that is over the Bahamas. And it'll cross Florida today and then move into the Gulf. And it doesn't look like it will develop into a tropical system, but we will continue to watch it. It will give us an increase in rainfall activity on Wednesday, and then it'll move on over into Texas Thursday and Friday. We also have another tropical wave about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. It's moving, system is moving to the west. It doesn't look like it's going to develop into a tropical depression. The conditions are just not favorable at this time.
All right. Good to know. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. His forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, keeps his eyes on the tropics all hurricane season long. If you're wondering about any disturbances that are working their way towards us, just listen right here to FM Talk 106.5 and listen to Dr. Bill spread that gospel. He knows more about tropical storm systems than anybody I've ever met. So just check in with us every quarter hour. All right, so maybe this isn't big news, but to me, certainly interesting news, Leanna. We're talking about the presidential race that's coming up in November, and you think, okay, race for president. You've got the incumbent, President Donald Trump, who it looks like will run. You know, there's still some people that think he might drop out before November. But on the Democratic side, Joe Biden is the candidate. We'll enter candidate number three. And I've been talking about this for a few weeks now. Actually, I thought that he dropped out last week, but apparently
he had.
So he entered late, dropped out, and then entered again because Kanye West held his first campaign rally in Charleston, South Carolina over the weekend. And apparently it was an event. I know that they went live with it on our news partners at WKRG, and I watched a little bit of it, as much of it as I could stand. And let me tell you, folks, Kanye West not in the right mental state right now. But he asked people to socially distance and wear masks. He even had people sign COVID-19 liability forms. But you watch the video, not much social distancing at the Kanye West political rally, and they didn't have a podium up there for him. It looked like he allowed a young woman to come up and speak, and then immediately started arguing with her after she was talking. I don't know if she was supposed to be the lead-in to his rally speech, but once he actually started talking, he began talking about abortion, which he is anti-abortion. He mentioned that he was almost aborted when he was a child and actually started crying. He had a bit of a mental breakdown up there on the stage, an emotional breakdown. He also took a shot at Harriet Tubman, of all people. He said that Harriet Tubman, quote, never actually freed the slaves. She just had them work for other white people. That prompted boos from the crowd. Mm-hmm. Not something that you want to hear in your first campaign rally.
No.
He also took it into his personal life a little bit and said that he should be on the board at Adidas and The Gap, a couple companies that he's signed pretty big merchandise deals with. He wants to be on the board. He said he's pro-gun because shooting stuff is fun. Okay, I think South can get behind you on that one, Kanye. And he also said that he will not challenge pharmaceutical companies because they would kill him. I guess that's some of the honesty we've been looking for out of our presidential candidates. And you mentioned something else. He
said, and this is part of what he was talking about, everybody that has a baby gets $1 million.
Whoa. Now, that's a stimulus
that's
package
part of
right
the
there.
Anti-abortion.
Okay. $1 million.
He also says that marijuana should be free.
So Kanye West running on the free marijuana, $1 million for each baby that's born platform.
Yes.
Interesting. Will he actually make it onto the ballot? Well, my hopes aren't that high. But if he is, would he actually draw votes away from Joe Biden, which is what a lot of people are saying that is the entire reason he entered the race?
Right.
I don't think he's going to make it onto the ballot, but still interesting. And somebody, please look after Kanye. I think he's going through another mental health crisis here. All right, coming up, we got more news. And what was going on with the RSA Tower in downtown Mobile? I guess a helicopter was working on it over the weekend. Also, the statewide mask ordinance. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth had some choice words for Governor Ivey. And an AL.com opinion article that says, hey, quit calling Governor Ivey Governor Meemaw. They're not here to stand for the... They don't stand for the... I guess they say cheap shot nicknames that we've been given the governor. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Good ride from Fairhope and Daphne along 98, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, on and off 65. You'll see a lot of radar in that stretch, so watch your speed. Range line to Theodore Dawes Road and I-10. We're looking good. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwoods, and laminate. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. At BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
743 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Leanna. Sean Sullivan taking some much-needed time off. And we're talking mask ordinances here on Mobile Mornings. And currently our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, this will go up on our Facebook here soon also. With the state of Alabama having a mask ordinance in place, have you been wearing a mask when you go out in public? Simple yes or no answer will do there. And Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth had some choice words for Governor Ivey over the weekend. I guess there's a monthly meeting with the Madison County Men's Republican Club. And Ainsworth, who is actually pro-mask, but he wants people to independently make that decision and local municipalities to make that decision, not the state. He said that a mask mandate could mean a slippery slope. And I was wondering, you know, slippery slope to what? Are they going to try to take away our legal firearms now, or what's coming up next? He said this could lead to a mandatory vaccination mandate down the road. He said, I was in the news this week. I wasn't planning on being in the news, but I spoke Tuesday about the plan we had in place. And he said, we had a good plan in place. It was about local control, which I'm always for. I believe people at the local level know best and can make the best decisions about how to impact their community. They had that system, and I think we've seen some of this on the Alabama Department of Public Health website, where they list each county as green, yellow, orange, or red, depending on how the cases were doing locally, so that those local leaders could make decisions about their community and the school systems. Now, right now, I think most of the counties in the state have that red rating next to them. So by Will Ainsworth's rules, most of the local places would have to make mask ordinances, but he's against the state doing it. He said it's a slippery slope. I think I want everybody on this call to understand, once we go down this road of mandating masks, the next thing they're going to try to mandate, and you're already seeing it, is vaccines. So once there's a COVID-19 vaccine, hopefully once they come up with a vaccine, mm-hmm. will states begin to mandate that? Now, I know that, I think that if you have your children in public schools or mm-hmm. daycares, that there's certain immunizations that they're required to get. Now, of course, there are exceptions for religious beliefs or other beliefs. There's all kinds of exceptions baked into that. But could that be a possibility? Could we have statewide vaccine ordinances? And if so, would you go with what the state says, or are you against getting a new vaccine? We talked about some people believe that if you get a vaccine, that's the country's way of chipping you and keeping yeah. their eyes on you. And I said, guess what? We're already carrying around a chip. It's called your smartphone. We're right. willingly carrying around mm-hmm. this thing and being tracked every day. And Daniel said here, big difference with the chip. I can take my phone to a box turtle. Interesting. They'd yeah. never catch you. They'd just find your phone on the box turtle. He said, it's a generational thing. My phone is a convenience, not a necessity. And Jim in Georgetown said, hey, the difference between a chip and your smartphone is you can leave your phone at the house if you want to, although that's not likely for most. And find me somebody under the age of 25 that willingly leaves their phone at home, and I'll show you somebody that's very, very rare. Most people yes. take their phones with them everywhere. He also said, I hadn't heard Governor Meemaw before today. I had given her the moniker Nanny Ivy. Well, Jim, I got news for you. A lot of people around the state call Governor Ivy Governor Meemaw, and AL.com, I guess, Leanna, had an exception with that this weekend.
Yes. Well, there was a columnist that chimed in, and it was Dana Hall McCain.
Okay.
And she said that it's a tacky slam on Governor Ivy, that it's both sexist and ageist. And she's saying that because Ivy's the same age as former Governor Robert Bentley, and Senator Richard Shelby is 86.
Yeah, he's got a few years on the governor.
Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump is 74.
Okay.
And we're not calling him grandpa. But she said that Bentley was called the love gov for something that he did, not who he was.
Mm.
But I think the meemaw is kind of what she's doing, too.
Right. Yeah,
she's kind of acting like a meemaw.
She acts her age, which is, you know, the age of a meemaw would be about that age, 75 or 76. So it's her mannerisms that have earned her that nickname. And I guess they're trying to say that Governor Bentley's nickname of Love Gov was somehow a plus for him. I never saw it that way.
No.
I always thought it was a bit of a demeaning nickname, but there you have it. The people at AL.com, or at least this opinion editor or opinion writer, has a problem with us calling her Governor Meemaw. Got to break it to you. We're going to keep calling Ivy Meemaw, more than likely, for months and months to come. Maybe not years. I don't know. 748 FM Talk 106.5 coming back with sports and talking to you in the next hour. 251-343-0106. I got to get your take on these mandatory masks around the state, and also, like Will Ainsworth said, the lieutenant governor, could mandatory vaccines be on the way? We'll talk about that more coming up next.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management. 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silo's Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Austin Dillon got the first win of the season on Sunday, his first win of the season. They were at Texas Motor Speedway yesterday for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500.
His son, Ace Bourne, about a month ago, he'll be cheering for dad. He's going to win in Texas. Austin Dillon gets the win.
Ryan Blaney led most of the day and won the first two stages of the race, but fell a lap behind after a caution with 29 laps remaining. Dillon stayed in front of the field with three restarts in the final 30 laps and picked up his third career Cup Series victory. There were an estimated 15 to 20,000 spectators at the track in Texas, 4 days after NASCAR had over 20,000 fans in attendance for the All-Star Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Those are the two largest events in the nation with spectators since the coronavirus pandemic shut down sports in March. Up next, the series heads to Kansas Speedway for the Superstart Batteries 400. And unlike the last two races, no fans are expected to be in attendance this weekend. In golf, Jon Rahm cruised to a win in the Memorial Tournament and became the first Spanish golfer since Seve Ballesteros to claim the world's number one ranking.
Jon Rahm. New number one in the world.
Rahm began the final round with a four-shot lead and extended it to an eight-shot lead, before ultimately winning by three strokes at 9-under for the tournament. The victory was the 10th of Rahm's career and his fourth on the PGA Tour. It was a tough course. Only nine players finished the weekend below par. Tiger Woods, in his first tournament since February, shot 6-over for the week and tied for 40th. This week, the tour heads to Minnesota for the 3M Open. In baseball, MLB teams have been facing off in exhibition games as they prepare to begin the 2020 regular season this Thursday night. On Saturday, news broke that the Canadian government will not allow the Toronto Blue Jays to play their home games in Canada this year. Canada's Minister of Immigration said in a statement, quote, "The cross-border travel required for MLB regular season play would not adequately protect Canadians' health and safety." Blue Jays now reportedly considering using their AAA home in Buffalo, New York, or their spring training base in Florida to play their 2020 home game schedule. Toronto's first regular season game is scheduled for this Friday in Florida against the Tampa Bay Rays, while the Blue Jays' home opener is scheduled for July 29th against the Washington Nationals. 7:54, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, once again, it's a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and from the 1065 split, you've seen some heavy radar presence, but no new action to roadways. Good ride all the way up from Pritchard to Saraland. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp, and they've just recently added over 150 new items. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:56 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Leanna with you on this Monday morning. Turning up your voice here in the next hour, 251-343-0106. And as we talk about mask mandates and, well, according to Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, potential vaccine mandates. Have you seen this story out of Kentucky? I guess the court system there ended up putting ankle monitors on a couple in Kentucky and put them on house arrest because the wife tested positive for coronavirus but refused to self-quarantine. She didn't sign the self-quarantine documents that the hospital supplied her. Elizabeth Lynn Scott said she got tested for COVID-19 as a precaution because she was going to travel up to Michigan and visit her parents. She ended up getting a positive test but was not showing any symptoms, so the health department there asked her to sign documents agreeing to call them anytime she left the house. She said she never refused to self-quarantine but would not sign the documents, and they end up putting ankle monitors on the couple and forcing them to stay home. What's your take on that? 251-343-0106. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep-sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silo's Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and